Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Human beings, almost without exception, are occasionally tempted to worry. When economic conditions make it very difficult for us to make a living, or to lay aside a little money for a rainy day, we may find it very difficult to keep from worrying. An increase in taxes and a decrease in income may keep us awake at night. A sick child, a troubled marriage, division in our communities or in the church have a tendency to make us anxious and fretful. Examining the conditions of our world, the possibility of war with some foreign nation, the immoral behavior of many of the world's leaders, including our own, and the overt acts directed against our faith in God and in Jesus Christ increase the likelihood of our worrying. I have a question I need to direct to all of us, your speaker included. Have any of us ever solved a problem, healed a heartache, solidified and stabilized a marriage simply by worrying? By worrying, have you improved your financial situation, strengthened your marriage, made your children more responsive to your teaching, and solved the problems of the world? The truth is that worry does not do any good, and often does great harm, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. That was the reason our Lord urged men not to worry, but to trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. 1 Timothy 6:17. That was also Paul's reason for writing, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." Philippians 4, 6, and 7. The Greek word translated "be careful" is also rendered "do not be anxious" or "do not have any anxiety." Although Dr. Charles Williams translates the Greek "stop being worried about anything," the Greek word means worry, anxiety, distracting carefulness. The King James Version translates the Greek verb "take thought." Jesus commanded in the Sermon on the Mount, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment?" Matthew 6:25. A literal rendering of the first clause in the verse I have just read is, "Do not worry about your life." The tense of the verb in Philippians 4:6 is very significant. It says, "Stop worrying about anything." That would indicate that some of the Philippians were already worrying. "But Lord, I have a high school girl who is pregnant out of wedlock. How can I keep from worrying about her and the baby? Or I have a son who is in trouble with the law and is serving time in prison. Am I supposed to face these disastrous situations and not worry?" My friends, I do not want to be light or flippant, but I know what the answer is, although it is much easier to provide the solution to worry than it is to keep from worrying. Paul urged the Philippians, "In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." Philippians 4:6. Does Paul mean that our only responsibility in solving life's problems is to pray to God and He will make it all right? My friends, you know Paul did not mean that. If he did, he would contradict what he had written to other churches. But there are situations which cannot be changed. We have to trust in God to resolve those problems. Thank you, and may God bless you.